Peter, it seems to me, might have a little trouble with impulse control. In the scene just before this, he cuts off the ear of one of the people sent to arrest Jesus. Last week, we first see him leery of Jesus washing his feet, and then going all in about the foot washing and wanting Jesus to also wash his hands and his head. Here, he and another disciple impulsively follow the soldiers and police who arrest Jesus. No one but Jesus knows what's going to happen. So if I put myself in Peter's place, part of me understands Peter answering the way he does. If he says he's a disciple, will he also be arrested? Or will the people asking the questions try to harm him? Really, can we blame him if he's scared? He could be correct to think that if he allows himself to be identified as a disciple of Jesus, the authorities might come after him. Remember, they've been looking for a way to kill Jesus ever since the raising of Lazarus. We can understand the impulse to deny. His denials are a stark contrast to what happens in the scene with Jesus. The gatekeeper asks, "You're not also one of the man's disciples, are you?" Peter answers, "I am not." Annas questions Jesus about his teachings and his disciples, and Jesus responds, "I have spoken openly in the world." Jesus is clear on who he is, that he feels he has done nothing wrong. He doesn't deny anything. Around a charcoal fire, the slaves and police have made, Peter is asked, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" Peter denies it and says, "I am not." One of the slaves related to the man whose ear Peter cut off says, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Again, Peter denies it, and the cock crows. And like Jesus predicted a few hours earlier in the story, Peter has denied Jesus three times before that cock crowed. He's denied that he's a disciple, a major part of his identity. And we know he knows who Jesus is. Early on in John's gospel, he's asked, "Lord, to whom could we go? You have the words of eternal life." At that point, Peter got it. Over the 3 years of Jesus' ministry, Jesus and the disciples have developed a close, even intimate relationship, the way you have sometimes between friends or between teachers and pupils. He will be one of the first people on the scene Easter morning. And this story reminds us of our own humanness. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we fail in a way that feels as though it might be irredeemable. Except that Jesus won't let that happen. Jesus will conquer death, and forgiveness of sin and eternal life are ours. After Jesus is resurrected, in a scene near the end of the gospel that I was telling the kids about, Peter and Jesus and the other disciples are on the shore of the Sea of Galilee around another charcoal fire cooking fish. Three times Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" Three times Peter tells Jesus, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And we see that Jesus always allows us to come back. No matter what we do, he will always redeem us, accept us back, welcome us home. Jesus knows we are a work in progress. That is part of the essence of our humanness. And over again, Jesus promises to love us always. and he takes us back. No matter how many times we might fail or give up or turn away, Jesus just keeps wiping away our denials of him as he says, I love you. Amen.